immigration offence. EFZ directs members not to join early memorial activities for late sixth Republican president. And heavy gunfire in Somali capital as row over election delay escalates.
The Hot FM News with Natasha Nguni.
Other news in detail. The Lusaka Magistrates Court has fined former Chief Government Spokesperson Tshishimba Kambwili 25,000 kwacha, or in default, sentenced him to 7 months imprisonment after he pleaded guilty to leaving Zambia without presenting himself before an immigration officer at a designated port of entry, contrary to the laws of Zambia. The outspoken politician failed to present himself before an immigration officer when leaving Zambia for medical treatment in 2024. Court records indicate that on January 30, 2024, a Zimbabwean national allegedly presented Mr. Kambwili's passport to immigration officers at the Chirundu border post in an attempt to clear him for departure. Immigration officers became suspicious and requested that the passport holder appear in person, but the individual reportedly fled, leaving the passport behind. In mitigation, Mr. Kambwili's lawyer, Kennedy Mambwe, asked the court for leniency, citing his client's status as a first offender and his decision to plead guilty, thereby saving the court's time. Considering his mitigation, Magistrate George Njovu fined him 25,000 kwacha, or, in default, sentenced him to 7 months imprisonment. The mortal remains of Paramount Chief Mpezeni IV of the Ngoni people of Eastern Province have been repatriated from Lusaka to Chipata en route to Mpendekeni Palace, where they will lie in state ahead of burial on Tuesday. Secretary to the Cabinet Patrick Kangwa led a delegation of permanent secretaries, senior government officials, and traditional leaders in sending off the remains at the Zambia Air Force Base in Lusaka. The casket draped in the Ngoni flag carried the remains of the late Paramount Chief Mpezeni. Thousands of mourners continued to pay tribute to the revered Ngoni leader, whose 44-year reign ended last week. Paramount Chief Mpezeni IV died in the early hours of Saturday at the University Teaching Hospital, UTH, in Lusaka. The Evangelical Fellowship of Zambia, EFZ, has directed that no EFZ structures, affiliates, provincial fellowships, or member churches should organize, endorse, facilitate, or participate in the proposed nationwide memorial activities for the late sixth Republican President Edgar Lungu at this stage. In an internal memo, EFZ Executive Director Reverend Alan Kasungami said the decision follows consultations by EFZ leadership and engagement with the organizers of the proposed memorial activities. He said it is the fellowship's view that it is both morally inappropriate and premature to hold nationwide memorial observances before the burial has taken place. Reverend Kasungami has further cautioned against any event being presented as organized or sponsored by the church without broad consultation and approval from recognized church mother bodies, saying such representations are misleading and do not reflect the collective position of the church. He has urged EFZ affiliates and church leaders to refrain from associating with such initiatives and to communicate the guidance within their networks. The late sixth Republican president, who died on 5th June in South Africa, will tomorrow mark 1 year without being buried. A consortium of civil society organizations has condemned what it describes as the Zambia Police Service's failure to protect victims of political violence and to uphold law and order impartially during the ongoing election period. Speaking at a press briefing, LCK Freedom Foundation Executive Director Linda Kasonde said a police service that stands by while citizens are attacked, intimidated and silenced for exercising their democratic rights cannot be regarded as a protector of the people. Ms. Kasonde has cited former Mazabuka Central Member of Parliament Gary Nkombo, Xavier Chungu, former Lusaka Deputy Mayor Kepi Nanyangwe, and members of the Non-Governmental Gender Organizations Coordinating Council, NGOCC, as among those the consortium believes have been unfairly targeted.
The violence experienced by Gary Nkombo, Xavier Chungu, Kepi Nanyangwe and her supporters is the politics of fear deployed against the politics of choice. We reject it utterly. Zambia's democracy demands that the contest for power be declared by voters, not by vigilantes, by ballots, not by batons. The failure and complicity of the police service. We condemn unequivocally the failure of the Zambia Police Service to protect victims of political violence.
Meanwhile, Zambia Council for Social Development Executive Director Leah Mtaba says the apparent silence among many citizens during the campaign period should not be mistaken for satisfaction, but rather a sign of fear of victimization and intimidation.
And right now, silence might not mean that people are okay. It could be that people are afraid. We need people to speak out. We can only have a thriving democracy if people are open and don't have to speak from their diaspora to be open. So we need Zambian citizens, we need the voter to debate the kind of leadership that we have. I would also like to add on the issue of independence. I think we have the highest number of independents, which is unprecedented as a country. So clearly you could see that there's a lot of displeasure even within the political clubs themselves. And this is why civil society organizations were concerned.
The consortium includes organizations such as Caritas Zambia, Chapter One Foundation, LCK Freedom Foundation, Transparency International Zambia, and NGOCC, among others. Government has released 500 million kwacha towards the Constituency Development Fund CDF for this month to support ongoing community projects across the country. Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development Permanent Secretary for Administration Dr. Gabriel Pollen said so far 2.2 billion kwacha has been utilized, representing about 35% of the annual allocation. He said the CDF budget for the year stands at 6.2 billion kwacha, with 2,293 community projects worth 2.79 billion kwacha approved to date. Dr. Pollen said 46,093 secondary school learners have benefited under the fund, alongside 36,600 people in skills development programs and 12,163 empowerment grant beneficiaries worth 27.2 million kwacha. He has added that 516 kilometers of roads have been rehabilitated.
I just wish to report that the ministry received 500 million kwacha this week from Ministry of Finance. For CDF, particularly just for CDF. And as per ministry obligation to ensure there's efficient utilization and timely disbursement of funds, within 24 hours, those funds were processed and sent to the local authorities. So as we speak, the local authorities, all 116 local authorities, all 156 constituencies across the country currently have received the CDF allocation based on the latest disbursement.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Zambia Information and Communications Technology Authority, ZICTA, has announced that Zambia and five other Southern African Development Community SADC member states have significantly reduced and harmonized mobile roaming tariffs under the One Network Area (ONA) initiative. ZICTA Corporate Communications Manager Hanford Chaba says Zambia is implementing the initiative alongside Botswana, Malawi, Lesotho, Mozambique, and Zimbabwe. Mr. Chaba said the framework is aimed at lowering cross-border communication costs and strengthening regional integration. He said mobile network operators have reduced roaming charges for data, voice, and SMS services by between 3 and 93% under the initiative. Mr. Chaba added that the program reflects Zambia's commitment to improving the affordability and accessibility of ICT services while advancing a seamless regional digital market.
The framework is part of the broader regional efforts aimed at reducing the cost of communication across borders